Hilchos Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 4. This chapter contains 12 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter deals with a thief who obtained possession of the stolen merchandise not by removing it from its owner's property and with the intent of stealing, but by having had the item deposited with him by its owner for safekeeping, and thereafter he retains possession of it illegally by denying that it had been left with him for safekeeping, or by making some other claim which, when used in court, would free him from repaying and restoring the article to its rightful owner. Halacha Aleph, Hatoyin Shenignav Mibesei HaPikodin. If one claims that an article which had been deposited with him for safekeeping had been stolen from his house, im nishba, if he swore that the case was such, and therefore he is freed from paying, v'achakar bo edim shesheker toan, and thereafter witnesses arrive and testify that his claim is false, v'shehapikodin hazeh etzloy, and that the article that was deposited with him is still in his possession, it had not been stolen, hareza mashalim tashlume kefel, he is considered a thief now, and he is required to pay the double payment, shaharehu atzmei haganav, because he himself is the thief in this case, v'im tovach umocha acha shenishba, and if he slaughtered it or sold it after he had sworn falsely, and the false swearing makes him a thief, therefore, mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, he is now required to pay the payment of 4 or 5 times the value. Ve'enei mevi osham al pi ha'edim al shvuasai. And even though he has sworn falsely, and usually, as we learned in Hilchos Shavuos, usually when one swears falsely, an oath which frees him from paying money that he would otherwise have to pay, he is required to bring an osham as a sacrifice for his atonement. In such a case, in this case, he does not bring the osham, the einay mevi choymesh, nor does he have to add 1/5 of the value as a penalty. She'ein ha-choymesh mishtalim im ha-kefel. Because in such cases, the case of osham and the extra 1/5 that is to be paid, this is not paid together with the double payment. Since he pays here the double payment, he does not have to pay the 1/5. V'imbo edim koidim sheyishava. If, however, the witnesses came and testified that he had it in his possession before he had a chance to swear, eini mishalim ela hakeren bilvad. He does not pay any penalty. He pays only the principal amount of the worth of the article, or the article itself, that he has to return to its owner. Since he himself did not steal it by removing it from its owner, from the owner's possession, the owner had given it to him, and since he has not yet sworn, so he has not yet freed himself of the obligation to return it to the owner, therefore he has not yet become a thief, and he is not required to pay the double payment. Haloche beis bamed dvarim amurim, when does this law apply? Shanishba koidem shesholach bapikodin yad, if he swore before he made any personal use of the deposited article. Avalim shalach bayad, however, if he already had put his hands upon it, he already had made some personal use of the article, which he had no authorization to do. V'toan tanas ganav, and thereafter he claimed that it had been stolen from him. V'nishba, and he swore. Ubo edim, and now witnesses come. Potter min hakefel, in such a case he does not have to pay the kefel. Shekevan shesholach yod nischayev boy, because once he has put his hand to it and taken it for his own use, which he had no authorization to do, nischayev boy, he is now obligated to repay it, the kanohu, and he himself has taken possession of it, and therefore he is not to be considered a thief here, no matter what he says, because he had already been obligated to repay it. Halacha gimel, v'chein hatoyin tainis aveda b'pikodin, similarly, one who claims that the deposited article had been lost, v'nishba, and he swore that it was so. Vechozar v'ton tainas ganiv, and later on he changed his mind and claimed that it had been stolen and not lost. V'nishban, he swore to that effect. V'achakar bo edim, and thereafter witnesses arrive and say that it had was not so, and he still had it in his possession. Potter min hakefel, he is not required to pay the kefel, the double payment. Shekvar yotza papikodin midei habayla mishvua rishoina, because the lost article has already left the possession of its the ownership of its original owners when he swore for the first time. His original oath that it had been lost does not obligate him to pay double, because the Torah obligates the watchman to pay double only if he falsely claimed that it had been stolen. However, once he has falsely claimed and sworn that it had been lost, he is now relieved of the obligation to repay it, and since he has relieved himself of the obligation to repay it, the original owner now has no recourse here and has no more ownership in it. He has no obligation at all to return it. Now, when he again swore that it had been stolen, he was swearing on something that he anyway had no obligation to repay. Therefore, when witnesses testify that in fact it had not been stolen from him, this does not make him a thief for having claimed that it was stolen, since he had made a claim that was not relieving him of any obligation. His obligation had been relieved by the first oath. Halacha Dalid, Hatoyin Tainas Ganev Ba'aveda V'Nishba. If someone found a lost article which he is now obligated to return to its owner, and he claims that he cannot return it to its owner because it had been stolen from him, v'nishba, and he swears that it is so, v'achakach bo edim shu'aveda b'rshusoy v'sheketon, and thereafter witnesses come to testify that the lost article is yet in his possession, and his claim had been false, mishalim tashlume kefel, he has to pay the double payment, shenamar, because concerning this payment, it says, al kol aveda, on anything that is lost, that is, not only if he took possession of it as a guardian, but even if he took possession of it because he found a lost article. However, this is only if he has actually freed himself from the obligation of paying by having sworn that it was stolen from him. That is, he swears and he claims that it was stolen from him by an armed thief. Shehu onus, because this, since the thief was armed, he has given it up to him by circumstances which he could not control. He was forced to do so. Upoter, and therefore he has freed himself from the obligation by this oath. He has freed himself from the obligation to pay, and now when witnesses testify that the whole thing never happened and he has it in his possession, so he is now a thief. Avalim ta'an shenignava b'loyoynis, if, however, in the case of a lost article, the finder claims that it was stolen from him without his having been forced, thieves came in the night, for instance, and stole it, put him in a kefil. Now, when witnesses testify that he still has it, he does not have to pay the double payment. Because he has not become a thief here, since he has not freed himself from the obligation to pay, since his claim, in fact, obligates him to pay. Sheshomer aveda kishomer socherhu, because the claim that it was lost, or the claim that it was stolen, does only frees a guardian from paying if he is a guardian who guards without reward. However, a guardian who guards a lost article which he has found and it has to return to its owner is considered shomer aveda kishomer socherhu. Is considered as a guardian who is given a reward or payment for his guardianship. Kemoshe Yisboyer, as we will learn in detail later on in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda. And therefore, here a guardian who guards for payment is required to pay and make it good, even if it has been stolen from him. One who claims that an article deposited with him had been stolen, and he swears to that fact. Thereafter, witnesses arrive to testify that he still has it in his possession. And now, he again says, yes, it was in my possession, but now it's again, now it has been stolen. And he swears again. And now witnesses arrive that it is still in his possession. Even if this happens 100 times in succession, he has to pay double payment each time that the article was claimed from him and he claimed that it was stolen. V'im nishba chomish pamim, if he had sworn 5 times like this, nimtza meshalim shisha, it turns out that he has to pay 6 times the value. Hakeren shehivki, that's loy, the principal amount that had been deposited with him, v'chamisha bakeren, and then 5 times the principal amount, mishum chamisha kfeilis shal chomish shvuos, because of the 5 oaths, each of which requires him to double what he had to pay. So he had to pay the principal and 5 times another principal. Halochevov, toan tainas ganiv, if he claimed that the article had been stolen from him, v'nishban, he swore, v'chozar v'toan tainas aveda, and thereafter he claimed that it had been lost from him. He had lost it, v'nishba, and he claimed, and he swore again. Ubo edim shaloi nignav, now witnesses arrive and testify that it was not stolen from him. V'hoida hu shaloi avad, and he himself confesses that it was not lost either. Hoyelu mishalim tashlume kefal al pi edim, since the witnesses here obligate him to pay the double payment for his claim that it had been stolen. Therefore, we do not require him to pay the extra 5th because of the 2nd oath that he had taken, the oath that it had been lost. Even though he himself admits that he swore falsely, nonetheless, we do not make him pay the extra 5th. Since for this article he has already been required because of the 1st oath to pay double, therefore on the same article a 2nd oath cannot require him to pay the extra 5th. In no case does one pay on the same thing double and a 5th. Although we have learned in the previous halacha that you can pay many doubles, but you never pay double plus a 5th. Halacha Zayin, Mosar Shoyri Lishnayim, if he gave his ox to 2 guardians to watch it, v'toanu tainas ganav, and they claimed that it was stolen from them, v'nishbiu, and they swore, v'hoida echad mehem, and one of them later confessed that indeed it had not been stolen. V'hasheni, the 2nd one did not confess, bo al avedim, and witnesses came and testified against him. Shnehem mishalmen es hakeren, both of them are required to pay the principal amount, and neither one of them is required to pay double. The 2 of them together have to jointly pay the principal. Neither one has to pay the penalty of double. Since the 1st one had confessed, therefore he is free from paying double, and like all other cases where one confesses that he swore falsely and freed himself of the obligation to pay money, he's required to offer an osham sacrifice, and he's required to pay the extra 5th, since on this same principle of an ox, one of them is required to pay a 5th, therefore the 2nd one, against whom witnesses testified, and he does not pay a 5th, he is also, because of the 1st one's 5th, he is freed, the 2nd one is freed from paying the double. Halach ches, bal hapikodin shetovar es ha-shoimer, v'nishba shenignav. If the owner of the article claimed his article back from the watchman, and the watchman swore that it was stolen, nishba shenignav, v'yachakach, hukah ha-ganav, thereafter the thief was identified, v'tova ha-shoimer es ha-ganav, And now the watchman made a claim against the thief, and he said, you stole it from my possession. V'hoideloi haganav shegonav, and the thief confessed to the watchman that he stole it from him. V'tova bal hapikodin es haganav, now the owner of the deposited article came along, and he claimed the article from the thief, the kofar, and in this case, now to him, the thief denied the claim. Ubo edim shegonav, and now witnesses arrive and testify that he stole it, that the thief stole it. Im be'emes nishba ha'shoimer, kishetoan shenignav. If the oath that the watchman swore here, that it had been stolen, if every detail of what he claimed turns out to have been true, nifta haganav min hakefel behoidosi lashoimer, then the thief is not has been relieved of the obligation to pay double by having confessed to the watchman. Why? Because since the watchman has told the truth in all its details, he continues to be a trustworthy individual in the eyes of the original owner, and the original owner still entrusts the article to him. That is, if the article should be located, the original owner is satisfied that the watchman shall continue to be the watchman on it. Therefore, when the watchman claimed the article from the thief, and the thief confessed, it is as if the thief had confessed to its owner. The imb b'sheker nishba, if however some detail of his oath turns out to have been a lie, not the fact that it was stolen, it was indeed stolen because we've caught the thief here, but there are details that turn out to be a lie, then the watchman no longer has any trustworthiness or possession here, and the entire possession of it reverts to the owner, and therefore when the thief confessed to the watchman, this is not a confession that can relieve him of the obligation of paying the double. But we are in doubt as to that law. Therefore, ein ha-metziyim ha-kefel min ha-ganav, therefore we do not forcefully take the payment of double from the thief. V'im tofsu ha-bailim ha-kefel, if however the owner took it from him by force and grabbed it from him, then they are in possession of the kefil of the double payment, and ein mitziyim miyodam, and we do not take it back from them to restore it to the thief. Tavu habaylim es hashoimer v'shileim, if the owners claimed the article from the watchman, v'shileim, and the watchman paid, not willing to swear here, v'achakach hukar haganiv, and thereafter the thief was identified, v'tavu habaylim, and the original owners claimed it from the thief now. They had been paid, but they claimed it nevertheless. V'hoida lohem shegonav, and he confessed to the original owners that he stole it. V'yachakach tovei hashoimer, and thereafter the watchman claimed it from him, since the watchman, having paid the owners, is now the owner. The watchman claimed it from the thief, the kofar boy, and now the thief denied the claim to the watchman. Ubo edim shegonav, and now witnesses arrived that he had stolen it. Ein mitziyim hakefel min haganav. Here again, we are in doubt as to whether his original confession to the original owners has freed him of the obligation, or perhaps since the watchman has already paid them, they have no ownership, and his original confession to them, therefore, is worthless. Therefore, since we are in doubt, ein mitziyim hakefel min haganav, we do not require the thief to pay double. V'im tafas hashomer es hakefel, if, however, the watchman took the double payment from him by force, ein mitziyim miyodei, we do not take it back from him. V'chein adin b'tashlumi arba v'chamisha, and these same laws that we learned in this halacha apply to payment of 4 and 5 also. Im kotovach haganav v'imachar, if the thief slaughtered it or sold it, then the same laws will apply to the payment of 4 or 5. Halacha tes, hatoyin tainas ganav bepikodin shel katan. A guardian who is watching a deposited article that belonged to a minor who was not yet bar mitzvah, and he claims that it was stolen from him, afal pishenosen loy kishehu katan, even though the owner gave it to him when he was still a child under bar mitzvah, utavoy, and he claimed it back from him, kishahu gadol, when he was already bar mitzvah, v'nishba, and the watchman swore that it was stolen, that it had been stolen from him, v'achakar ba'u edim, and thereafter witnesses arrive and say that it had not been stolen. Hareza potem min akefel. He is not required to pay double in this case. Shenamar, because the posuk specifies concerning the payment of double by the watchman, ki yitain ish, when a man will give it to someone to guard. V'ein esinas kotten klum, when the child gave it to him, this means nothing. This is not considered a deposited article. V'tzara shatiya nesina utviya shoven begadol. And the requirement of the law is that both the depositing of the article and the claiming of the article have to be done by someone who is already bar mitzvah. Halacha yutshemer shagonav mer shusay. A watchman who stole something that was in his possession, for example, if he stole a lamb out of a herd of lambs that had been deposited with him, or he took a coin out from a purse that was deposited with him, if there are witnesses to this fact, he must pay double. And even if he replaced the coin in its proper place, he replaced the lamb in the herd, nevertheless, he is still responsible for them, until he informs the owners of what he had done and they forgive him. Sharei kol sashmirase, because at the time that he took it, he has given up his guardianship. It's as if he had not restored it, until he informs them of the fact. However, the ordinary case where one steals a coin from someone else's purse, a kli mi beisai, or he steals a utensil from his house, and then he subsequently restores the stolen article to its proper place, if the owners were aware that he stole it and they were not aware that he returned it, the thief is still required to repay it if it was lost, until the owner has counted his money and becomes aware that he has received it in a repayment. If he counted the money in his purse, and he found that the full amount was there, potter. Now the one who took it has is relieved of further obligation. If the owners were unaware either of the theft or of the return, they knew nothing about it. Afilu minyan ein itzarech. Then it's not required that he count it even. Elakeven shechzira lemkaymei, since the owner never knew it was stolen. As soon as the thief restores it to its place, nifta meachrayusa, he has restored it and he no longer has responsibility. Halach yudbeis bamedvar mamurim. When does that law apply? Bedavar she'ein beiruach chayim. If it's money but not a living thing, aval hagoyniv tlem meyedech averei, but one who steals a lamb from his neighbor's herd, the yadu by habaylim, and the owner knows about it, and he restored it to the herd without the owner knowing, umeisay nignav, and then it died or was stolen by another thief, chayav bachle yusay. In this case, the original thief is responsible for it and has to make it good. If the owner counted up the sheep and he found that the full number was there, potter, then the thief does not have to pay, the original thief. And if the owner knew neither of the theft nor of the return, even though he counted the sheep and he finds the number full, nevertheless, in this case, the original thief is responsible for anything that happened to it until he informs the owner that he stole it and returned it. So that the owner shall know that it was once stolen, and they'll take extra care to guard the stolen sheep, because once having been stolen, this sheep now knows that there are other places besides its own herd, besides the other sheep in its own herd. This sheep now is wiser and is more likely to be lost or strayed or stolen.